Welcome to the Green Wisdom Health Show.
Isn't that interesting? Vitamin D controls so much of that.
Yeah, it really does. It's really not a vitamin. It's more of a hormone, actually. And here's what I tell people. People say, but I'm in a sauna all day. I say, yes, but we're so full of toxins, you can't really convert as well the sun to vitamin D. There is some conversion, but did you know you need cholesterol for that? So if you're on a statin drug, you're not going to convert. The lower the vitamin D, the more your body raises cholesterol.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of the Green Wisdom Health Show. I'm Janet Lewis.
And I'm Dr. Lewis.
And today we are going to educate you a little bit about brain health, dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, all the things that you really don't want later.
Brain fog.
Yeah, some of that too. So, Dr. Lewis, what would you like to tell people about these bad conditions?
Well, it's a pretty broad subject, so we're going to hit as many different facets as we can. You have to understand, this could go under the neurodegenerative symptom category, I guess. And since the brain is the center for processing, cognition, and electrical activity, you have to have the good minerals for that to happen. 60% of the brain is called white matter because fat is white. The rest of the brain is gray matter. And one of the most important things that we'll get to after a while is you need good fish oil. Let's talk about fish for a minute. One of the reasons it's better to supplement with a good omega-3, notice I said good, you need to quantify that for sure, is because it's very deficient in the diet because people eat less fish, as well as unhydrogenated seed oils. Worse now is because we eat predominantly farmed fish rather than real fish. The real fish eat other fish and sea vegetables, which are both high in the omega-3s. Farmed fish, they do a lot of that now, eat hydrogenated soybean pellets from commercial feed stores. So the analysis of the fats, really, of a farmed fish show that you might as well eat a steak. I'm all for that. Good ribeye or porterhouse is wonderful. And it's omega-6 trans fatty acid oils that you're getting from the soybean-based food that the fish are eating are not desired. So even for fish, you kind of are what you eat. And for example, commercial feedlot beef has 2 to 17% polyunsaturated fatty acids compared to wild game that eat from nature's bounty have 30 to 60%. This is not Dr. Lewis's opinion. This is New England Journal of Medicine that had that in there. So omega-3, and they being the supplement companies, they've got them so absorbable now that some of these vitamin reps, as Dr. Lewis, I know you're an old guy, but you think 4 to 6 omegas is proper because that's what you were taught. I'm not old yet, but they said you can really do it with one, and it's like I call BS on that. BS stands for belief systems or bacon sandwich. I still take 2 of the omega-3s. It's very, very important. It's not just for brain health. It's for musculoskeletal health. I've always got that little avenue because me being a chiropractor, if you don't take time for your musculoskeletal system and your health in general, you're going to take time for the disease, which is going to cost you a lot more money. And the main cause of this, or one of the main causes, is called Syndrome X or insulin resistance. Had a lady this morning, and she's a dear friend of mine, actually. She said, but I eat good. And she sent me some of her lab. And I said, BS, belief systems. And well, your triglycerides wouldn't be 300 if you were eating good. Your insulin wouldn't be 40 something. And it's like, quit lying to ourselves. The biggest challenge, I think, in life is to learn to love yourself enough to take care of yourself. And if you don't do it for yourself, you do it for your spouse. Like I take more supplements out of respect and love for Janet than I do for love of myself, but I'm working on it. So it's very, very important that I gave up Snickers and Bluebell and all that kind of stuff after. Now, if you want to hear about it, go read or listen to the podcast. This Breaks My Heart and you'll figure out what I'm talking about. It's very, very, very important.
Well, don't the seed oils also have a big factor in the brain health as well?
Yeah, lack of brain health. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. It helps to demyelinate the nervous system itself. And there's other things, lack of B vitamins and allergies such as gluten intolerance, which we'll probably hit on a lot of these things before we get out of here.
Well, there's some things because you may be living with someone that has dementia or any of the mind issues, and you want some hope and you want some answers on how you could help slow it down, maybe for yourself. But there's things that we're doing every day that could contribute to this down the road. And one of them is beware of high copper levels in your water, which you don't generally think about copper, but I guess the copper water pipes.
Yeah, I said that in the 70s when I was learning to be a plumber so I could replumb my mother's house before I went off to college in South Carolina and Georgia to a chiropractic college. And even back then when I was plumbing, I said, well, we're soldering it with a mostly lead compound and copper and lead and whatever else they put in that flux and in the solder itself is going to be problematic. Now we're dealing with PVC and how toxic that may be. Now they've gone on to PEX. They hadn't got to the real OPEX is emitting a lot of poisons, but they will. For example, and I'm saying it here years before you'll hear it. I've not heard this yet, but yes, there's a gluten intolerance, and we have 4 to 40 times more gluten in our wheat and barley and hops than we used to. And that's a whole different lecture, but I'm telling you, it's going to turn out to be glyphosate, the stuff they spray on our crops. And it's very important. I mean, it messes up your microbiome, and you generally talk about, well, you got to have your probiotics because if you don't have your probiotics in your GI tract, they can't make the happy hormones. And then you got to have the B vitamins, mostly thiamine and B6, to cross the blood-brain barrier for it to go from your guts, which you need to work on, to your brain to make you happy. So we can talk about methylation a little bit if you want to.
Sure. Tell us about methylation.
Okay. And I've told this to a lot of people, but for those of you that are not a patient and this podcast gets shared a lot, so God bless you for that. Once upon a time, 40 to 50 to 80% of us have a methylation problem. That's a 5-MTHF-R, which means you can't really, you need methylation for the liver to do its thing. And once upon a time, this is just a true story. Janet at 3:00 in the afternoon says, Stephen, did you take your methyl or B12 methyl? I said, well, I didn't. How can you tell? I said, you've never asked a question you didn't already know the answer to. I said, why are you even asking me? She said, see if you'll lie to me. And I said, well, how can you tell? She says, well, yeah, I got the look on that. She says, you're not as happy and you're not as energetic as normal. I said, I'm always happy. She said, you're not as animated as usual. And I said, well, no, I didn't take it. But the methylation that takes place, and that's in our B12 methyl, it's really, 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 really big because, and I didn't learn till later when I had the genetic testing that I have 2 of the 4 bad, the worst SNPs. There, SNP is SNP, single nucleotide polymorphism. But the methylation defects, it means your liver can't work. It can't get rid of toxins like it should. It can be partially tied to diabetes, fibromyalgia, cancer, different types of cancer, addictive behavior, insomnia, autism or Down syndrome, frequent miscarriages. I could do a whole podcast on that. Bipolar or manic depression, people that are bipolar, they love, 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 love our stuff. Then they get off of it and hate us. But I don't know. It's pretty difficult. You want to share. If you've got serious problems, for goodness sake, go to a good neurologist. Let them measure everything they can. Many of my patients come in, they're anti-medical. No, 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 no. The medical profession is wonderful. They will save your bacon. We can get you healthy, but they can save you in a crisis. They're real good. Other things that can be partially or wholly related to this methylation or 5-MTHF problem is multiple sclerosis, autoimmune disorders. We're seeing more and more and more and more of that. Hashimoto's or hypothyroidism, which is 2/3 or 3/4 of everybody we test is hypothyroid, ADD, ADHD.
And if you want to know how I knew he didn't take it that day, it's because you hear how fast his words are coming out now. When he doesn't take it, there is a lull and he's looking for the words.
Yeah.
And that's how I know when he misses it.
I really talk faster during this podcast because I have so much information. I usually write about 2 or 3 hours worth of notes. Sometimes we just do it off the cuff, which is mostly what we're doing today. But yeah, I've had people say, well, I've got to turn you on 1.5 just to speed you up to listen to you. And then you got Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, New Mexico, love you. He says he's got to
slow
me down. Other things that are this methylation issue can be part of dementia and Alzheimer's, which we're going to talk more about that. Schizophrenia, yeah, it depends on which personality you want. Anxiety, neuropathy, chronic viral infections. Many times you need different supplements, for lack of a better term, in order for this to work correctly, to get the folate working, the zinc, B2, which is riboflavin, magnesium, B6, B12, the folate. I talked about the poor diet, poor probiotic status. It interferes with it in a huge, huge way.
And what product do you have that does this, that helps?
What if I didn't remember?
That's why I'm testing you to see what your memory is.
Yeah, did I take my B12 methyl today?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. That is one kick butt thing, and it'll kick your afterburners in. It's like if it doesn't, there you've got other problems, and it's very possible or probable that you do have other issues. And that's why I always tell people, don't diagnose yourself off of somebody's list, even mine, because it's very, very complicated. And people, some internet's made a bunch of us think, oh, I'll get more information and be in control. You got to realize you were in control when you got sick. Even I, brilliant and uncommonly handsome Dr. Lewis, boo-booed and trying to take care of myself. Go back to that podcast. This breaks my heart. You'll find out how.
But that B12 methyl supreme is...
It's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Yeah, we have family members that we're still Stephen and Janet too. We don't have authority in their minds that we know anything different sometimes. But, you know, that B12 methyl supreme is one product I put my dad on. He's 87. I put him on it when he was about 80, 82, something like that.
Yeah, but he acts like he's 60-something. He's really in good shape. Part of that spirit, but part of that supplements.
Right, and he's got some sisters that have seen how good he is by taking that. And that is one thing in our family that goes around is that B12 methyl supreme. I can't get some of them to buy anything else, but they stay on that. So it gives you energy. Tons of energy.
But I tried other B12. Why does your B12 work?
Yeah, why is that?
Well, because here's my best example. They say, oh, God, I'm trying to clean this up
for the radio.
I'm trying. There are differences. And people say, nope, it all's the same. I said, if it's all the same, why are you on your fifth wife? All women are not the same. And it took a special woman to put up with you if you're on your fifth wife. Example, a poor example, I'm sure, but Janet always says you're intelligent enough to say it in a more nicer manner. I said, yes, I can, but I choose not to because people always remember it because I say it in a quirky way.
Mm-hmm. Either related to an animal or a car part generally.
Or a caliber.
That's true too. So interestingly enough, there are a lot of people out there that come in and tell us that they have allergies and they take a nightly sleep medication like Benadryl or Dramamine, Advil PM, Unison. Did you know that those drugs are linked to dementia? Because those pills are known to have anticholinergic effects. Is that right?
You're good.
And it's something researchers have increasingly linked to dementia. So as you think you're taking these things to help you sleep, you're actually creating other problems.
And they also increase the speed of joint degeneration. I said that to a patient yesterday.
That participants taking these drugs also tested the worst on memory test.
And I told this patient, I really love her. She's an RN. She's very educated, very intelligent. I said, but it's speeding up. She said, well, it makes me feel better. And she's doing some drugs to lose weight, which I'm proud she is. She said, but I'm losing weight and I feel better. I said, well, I got a friend that lost weight by snorting coke, but it didn't make him healthy. So, yes, I say things in a quirky way, and I don't mean ever to be disrespectful. I want you to say, Dr. Lewis said something so quirky, I remember that, and I can make a better choice. There's the pain of staying the way you are, and then there's the pain of change. If you will stay with the pain of change, it's really, really worth it, because you're going to take time for your illness, or you're going to take time for your health. It's a choice.
And if you're having to take these medications to stay asleep, you might consider working on cleaning up your liver.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because the liver meridian is between 1 and 3 in the morning, and that's when it's trying to detoxify. And that's when people tell me they're awake. And that's because they're toxic from the things they've taken or been drinking or what have you. So
alcohol's not bad, but only in very, very small amounts. It's okay.
So we might kill 2 birds with 1 stone here if we just worked a little harder.
Yeah, and we talk about toxins can cause inflammation in the brain. And we're not just talking dementia and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. We're talking about chronic headaches. They lead to what's called an amyloid formation. And these are, they're talking about toxins. That's from Journal of Trends in Neuroscience. And then there's another one, pesticides are toxic to the brain, Journal of Science, Journal of Environmental Health Perspectives also. There was a good study I read one time from Annual Meeting of Society of Toxicology, concluded that pesticides lead to Parkinson's. Now, pesticides is the crap they're spraying on your food. And that's from Journal of Neurology. That's not my opinion. And it's also from Journal of Environmental Health Perspectives. And a weakness in the sulfation pathway of detoxification. We talked about methylation, that's the B vitamins. Sulfation pathway of detoxification is probably second most important. If there's a weakness in that liver, it leads to brain inflammation. That's, again, from Journal of Toxicology. Now, what do you do? People say, but I'm allergic to sulfur. No, you're allergic to sulfur drugs. If you can eat an egg, garlic, or onions, you're not allergic to sulfur. And that's why those things, plus MSM, chondroitin, and all that kind of stuff, has a huge amount of sulfur molecules, and it helps the liver detox. And if it gets rid of those toxins, it gets rid of the inflammation, which can make your joints feel better, your musculoskeletal system, but it helps your brain in huge, huge ways too.
And there's something else you can do that you can just make a conscious effort to start doing is sleeping on your side, because that is a brain-friendly position. It helps the clearing processes, and it lowers the risk for neurological diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So it somehow helps you drain the lymphatic system so that you get rid of stuff. Again, this all goes back to gut health and liver. It's like you're toxic from the stuff you're having.
Well, you know, that's true. When you talk about gut health, you've got to talk about the blood-brain barrier and how eating processed fats raises our levels of arachidonic acid, which inflames the blood-brain barrier. Where else do you get high levels of arachidonic acid? Peanuts or peanut butter. People say, do you like peanut butter for protein? I said, yeah, for protein it's great, but it's the most pesticide-laden food out there, I think. We go to an organic almond butter, and it's much, much healthier for you. There's also the second brain, which is the gut, and that's where about 95% of all your serotonin, one of those feel-good hormones, is. And most people have wheat allergies, and there are plenty of research that talks about wheat allergies can cause schizophrenia through gut irritation. So, and same thing is true of ADD, ADHD. One of the components, and again, many times there's many facets to this or different pieces of the equation, but one of the components of it is that you feed your kid something with some hidden MSG or food dye, they don't have a choice but to act up because their guts are irritated, which irritates their brain. It's not their fault.
It's another interesting little tidbit, which most all of our patients are very much aware of this because we check their lab and check their vitamin D levels. But people with low vitamin D levels of less than 10 face 122% increased risk of dementia. Those that were just deficient, which was less than 20 with their vitamin D, experienced a 51% higher risk of all-cause dementia.
Isn't that interesting that vitamin D controls so much of that?
Yeah, it really does. It's really not a vitamin. It's more of a hormone, actually. And here's what I tell people. People say, but I'm in the sun all day. I say, yes, but we're so full of toxins, you can't really convert as well the sun to vitamin D. There is some conversion, but did you know you need cholesterol for that? So if you're on a statin drug, you're not going to convert. The lower the vitamin D, the more your body raises cholesterol, which is about 75% made in the liver, and it's about 25% responsible for your diet because your body needs cholesterol. And, you know, me being a chiropractor, it's like, well, I like cholesterol, and there's plenty of studies that say the sweet spot's about 240. But there are studies that say, well, people in their 300 and 400s with their cholesterol live healthy into their 90s. Now, you have to have other things that go with that to make sure they're safe so the cholesterol doesn't stick. But cholesterol only sticks in plaques when you have the arterial irritation. Usually it's too much glucose and it damages it in the body and its wisdom, which comes from God, says, oh, I've got a boo-boo here. I've got to put a Band-Aid on it, and it's cholesterol. So cholesterol's not the bad guy. It's the Band-Aid. And I tell people, well, I'm not going to give you advice about your statin drugs. Read The Great Cholesterol Myth and get two copies, one for you and one for your MD. And then y'all go have a lively discussion and decide medically, is it appropriate? Because that's not my job to do that. And people love it. And then Vicky down in Houston. I love you, Vicky. I said, well, I've got the cholesterol myth and the cholesterol hoax, which is full of a lot more research. I said, I don't have cholesterol clarity, so buy that book and read it. And then when you come up from Houston, I'll buy it back from you. Well, Vicky wouldn't let me pay for it. And I've read the book. And Vicky, honey, anytime you give me a book, I'm in love with you forever. She's a sweetheart. A little more research. I got to hear somewhere it's about carnitine. Oh,
yeah.
Carnitine is indispensable for liver detoxification from Journal of Neurology, but it does a whole lot more than that. I take it for heart health and brain health because I've got those genetic SNPs and I'm not going to get dementia like my mother. You could see it when she was in her early 60s. And my brother, the very smart Dr. James Lewis, and I would throw supplements at her, and she was a willing participant. We put off her dementia until she was about 88 to 92, and she's in and out from about 88 to 92. She was great until she got about that old, but, you know, from early 60s to 88, what was all that extra cognitive function worth? And here's what's going to happen in the future, folks. You're going to have one of the two breadwinners in the home have to quit their job to take care of grandma or grandpa because of dementia care. And it's going to financially ruin many, many, many people. And I've said before, 60% of all divorces are from the stress of the medical bills that they can't pay.
We're already seeing that a whole lot more that are of people coming into our office that are taking care of someone that has dementia or Alzheimer's.
And usually I tell them, if you're going to reverse it, and many times it's too little too late, but you better hit it hard. You can't just do a B12. You can't just do an omega-3. You can't just do carnitine. You need to do optimal memory.
Yeah, I wanted you to talk a little bit about that one, and I also wanted you to talk about the carotenoids that are important. So go ahead.
Yeah, the carotenoids, however how you pronounce it. That's actually in our eye essentials, the lutein and zeaxanthin.
The brains of Alzheimer's patients had significantly lower levels of carotenoids.
Carotenoids, whatever they are. I don't know. We can't pronounce it, but we can sure put you on the right stuff.
We're from East Texas.
I like playing up the country boy thing.
Yeah, you need the lutein, zeaxanthin.
Yeah, and when you're taking care of your brain, you're taking care of your retina. When you're taking care of your retina, you're taking care of the brain. And a good vitamin E, it can't be DL tocopherol. It's got to be just plain D, and hopefully with all the tocopherols in it, because that's better. So in the essentials are really, really, really good. In the optimal memory, it's ginkgo biloba. And this is a really good one. It's very, very well researched. And it helps with the nitrous oxide synthase.
Now, do you need B12 methyl if you're doing optimum memory?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, different animal, yep. Right?
Got to take the optimum memory to remember to take your B12 so Janet won't ask you a question to see if you're telling a story. And Scott, well, George Carlin used to say, if you can remember to take your ginkgo for your memory, do you really need it? I thought, well, that guy's a genius. And then it's got vincposatine, which is actually comes out of West Africa. It has a lot of antioxidant and vasodilating activity. So if you vasodilate things in the brain, that means increased blood flow and helps increase the ability to cross the blood-brain barrier with all the nutrients that you need. And it's got huperzine A, which is a really incredibly interesting compound, the Japanese.
And you only need to take one per day. So as we're mentioning these products, most all of these are one of these a day.
Yeah.
Right.
So some of them I do too, but, you know, more's better, except in, well, I'll be nice. But yeah, there's lots and lots and lots and lots of things that you want to get started before it gets to be a big deal. And even the cyanocobalamin, or actually methylcobalamin, is part of the beneficial B-complex vitamins. That's from New England Journal of Medicine.
What about Parkinson's? Is that the same type products?
Yeah, that's more of a demyelination, and then you have to work on the neurotransmitters. I'm telling you, the way to get started is before it shows up, because once it shows up, you need a good neurologist. There's no doubt about it. They've got some drugs. You can do glutathione, the vitamin E that I talked about.
Yeah, don't be like the patient that Dr. Lewis had many years ago that she was a doll, and she'd come in. She was half in love with him. So she'd come in and he'd give her, when he was just doing chiropractic more so, she'd come in, get her adjustment. He'd say, because he could see that she was going to have, he thought, Parkinson's down the road. You could kind of tell it.
Some kind of neurodegenerative disease.
And so he'd sell her this bottle of vitamins that he was carrying at the time. He says, please start taking these. And she goes, okay, Dr. Lewis, I will. And she'd buy it. She'd come back about a month later and he says, how's that going for you? Is it working well? And she goes, I think I'm out. And he said, well, we need to get you another bottle. This went on for years. And just recently she passed away and her daughter said she still had those bottles in her cabinet. She never opened them. I don't know if she didn't remember that she bought them or she was just doing it out of the kindness of her heart. I don't know, but that's exactly what she wound up with was a form of a neurological problem.
Yeah, dementia. I think they diagnosed it as Alzheimer's. And it's like the daughter, she says, well, we didn't see this coming. I said, I gave you the research 20 years before it happened, and you're surprised. And I showed them articles. The other thing is, it's very, very important. I said this on another podcast, to get the vagus nerve stimulated. Well, that means go to a chiropractor, and that can improve depression. And the nerve mostly goes from the guts to the brain, not the other way around. So about 2/3 of the vagus nerve, and that's a chiropractic thing. And there's just so much. You want to get started. So having the knowledge doesn't mean anything. And that's my issue with the internet. We've become a nation that is much, much more well-educated and intelligent. But if you don't have action behind it, it won't work.
With that, some of the people here are going, well, I don't know really where to start. Some of these things we can see in lab and some of them you cannot. But we always suggest, so that you're not guessing at what's going on with your health, is to go to our website, Green Wisdom Health, fill out a health survey, and get current lab. It's very important to know where your numbers are so that you can take specific action steps against different things that are coming down the way.
If you don't know where you are, how do you know where you want to go?
Kind of like a map, right?
Something like that. She's my navigator. I never look at a map. She says, turn right. Says, yes, ma'am.
Well, we've enjoyed you listening to our show today. We hope you've learned something. And if you need help with yourself or a loved one, please reach out to us. That's what we're here for. And thank you for sharing our podcast. And we'll be here next time on the Green Wisdom Health Show. And Dr. Lewis is going to leave us with some closing words.
I sound like a preacher. The thing about it is, we're all going to run our race, but we want it to be as productive as possible. We want to really and truly feel as good as we can. We want to be a shining light for other people to use as an example. So just to sum it up, I will tell you that love trusts, love is kind, love protects, love is patient, love always hopes, and love always perseveres.
You guys have a blessed week. We'll be here next time on the Green Wisdom Health Show.